There are a lot of big stories in the news, and so it's time to get some bets down with our own Inside the Beltway odds maker, Johnny K Street. Johnny K Street. Where's the action? Where's the action, man?
Follows me, baby.
All right.
All right. Let's kick things off.
All right. What do you got?
I got some Supreme Court action for you.
Uh-huh.
Bush has handed out jobs to all his cronies, as usual. First Roberts, now Myers. He's stacking the Supreme Court with his friends. Whoever thought Bush would have more friends in court than me? You know what I mean?
What do you think about Harry
is
Myers?
Is this mic on?
Yeah. It is on, buddy.
Right.
What do you think about Harry Myers, Johnny? You think Bush made the right pick? I mean, even conservatives are protesting.
What are conservatives like, anyhow? Celibacy and Toby Keith.
Yeah.
Which I've always pictured hell to look like that, to tell you the truth. You know, the problem with Harry Myers is no one knows anything about her. You
okay.
know? Except that she's not married, she's 60 years old, and she's never been a judge. Bush has all more gay women around him than Lily Tomlin. You know what I mean? It's oh, God almighty. I'm going to wait till these jokes sink in. I don't care. I got to take the path back, so I'm in the heart. All right, you know, the only thing Bush ever said about Harriet Myers was she visits him at Crawford Ranch all the time. You know, no wonder they're friends. She's seen him more than anyone else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he's out at the ranch a lot.
Do I have to explain every joke?
All right.
We're going to go into Al Frankenstein.
So, okay, what do you got? What's the bet? What are the numbers?
All right, that's about 1,001. Even money for her.
Of her becoming a justice at all. All right, put me down for a C note.
Yeah, I'm down for 100 also. John.
All right, down and down you go. You couldn't make any easier money if you were a contractor for Halliburton. All right, let's go.
Johnny, hey, Johnny, what'd you think about Bloomberg's announcement that there's a definite terrorist threat on New York subway system?
I watched him here yesterday. You know, his advice was, if you see something strange on the subway, report it. How much time do you have? You know what I mean? You mean the guy with the dress and the beard and the bicycle helmet singing Staying Alive? Or the woman who was sitting across me the other day talking to a sock on her hand the whole ride, you know? If Al-Qaeda wanted to get into the New York subway system, all they have to do is disguise themselves as lunatics. No one would pay any attention to them. 1,001, nothing's going to happen on the subway because Al-Qaeda doesn't even want to deal with it.
Well, what the heck? I'll take that for 100, Johnny.
I like those odds, buddy. Put me down for 5, man.
All right, beautiful. Yeah.
Johnny, the Valerie Plame CIA leak investigation is winding down, and Karl Rove has agreed to give more testimony. What's the action on Plame Gate?
Rove is 101 favorite to go down, baby. He's going to crash and burn harder than Kate Moss on a 6-day coke binge. I don't want to say Karl Rove is guilty, but he was last seen in a white Ford Bronco headed towards Mexico. Even Robert Blake thinks he done it. You know what I mean?
I'll take that for a grand.
All right, you're down. All right, everyone knows Rove is dirtier than a hooker in a coal mine. We all know that. But he'll never admit it. Oh, I had nothing to do with Valerie Plame. Oh, I would never out a CIA agent. I never made a phone call to the New York Times to leak damaging information. I was having my scrotum waxed with Jeff Gannon. Come on, give me a break.
Speaking of going to prison, Johnny, DeLay is looking at a life sentence for money laundering if he's convicted. What kind of action do you have on DeLay?
All right. The odds on DeLay going to jail are changing all the time. If they find out about the topless dancer he beat to death behind a strip club, when he was high on the methamphetamine he makes in a double-wide trailer with his Mexican wife and illegal kids.
Wait a minute.
What's going on?
Just hang out a minute. We'll be back in a second from Maxwell's in Hoboken.
Morning Tradition with Mark Maron and Mark Riley on Air America Radio.